Town will get one. They'll be mostly around in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. In fact, they're likely, but again, the best chance in the afternoon and evening. Low 90s each day, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 26-year-old John Perryman is facing capital murder charges in the death of his grandmother, 79-year-old Evelyn Perryman. Perryman was found dead from blunt force trauma in the 3900 block of Gateway Court around 11:30 Sunday morning. Troy police have arrested a second man in connection to a shooting that left two people injured. Authorities have charged 27-year-old Christopher Guise with attempted murder. The shooting happened last week in the 100 block of Highway 231. Both victims are expected to be okay. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery will begin today. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour, resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last a few days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mounting tensions with Iran after the U.S. accused it of attacking two oil tankers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, "We don't want war."
Target is apologizing for a two-hour computer crash that froze operations at its more than 1,800 stores.
President Trump is accusing the New York Times of treason for reporting that the U.S. is waging a cyber invasion into Russia's power grid.
Coming in at number one, Men in Black International, underwhelming $28.5 million.
Yeah, that's pretty low for big budget sci-fi.
Yes.
Protesters are back on the streets of Hong Kong. They're demanding the territory's chief executive resign for her support of an extradition bill.
The Trump campaign has cut ties with some of its pollsters after data was leaked.
Another win for Team USA.
Blasted! What a goal!
Dominating Chile, scoring 3-0 in front of a sold-out crowd of more than 45,000 fans.
So it was a great job by the USA.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Joey, as we open up the final hour of the Dan Morris Show, we got to get ready for the Marguerite 1 Carat Forevermark Diamond Giveaway. Wow. Of a 1 carat diamond worth $10,000.
Yeah, they appraised it at 10 grand.
Your hand is shaking just from the fact that you're working on a $10,000 diamond. Okay, let's let it go, buddy.
All right, and the name for this hour to become a qualifier, Mary Sue Flowers.
Mary Sue Flowers, you need to call this telephone number within an hour. 396-5477, 396-5477, Mary Sue flowers.
And if folks want to potentially have their name called, just like Mary Sue's was, the registration online still open. You go to Newstalk 93. Still open, I believe. Newstalk931.com. You can get that registration.
Go register, boys and girls. It's I love this kind of promotion here. Okay, 272-9228. That's where we are. Reminder that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Talk about a company having some great sales. That is Brubaker Motors. So whether you're looking for brand new car, trucks, you need to go see what they got at Brubaker. Just give them a chance. Dave Brubaker says this to me all the time. I don't care if they go to every place in Central Alabama, so they'll give Brubaker Motors a shot. Just see what we've got and just check them out. They've got great deals. I mean, big discounts on particularly the truck products. So let's go to Hootie. Hootie and the Blowfish?
Hey.
Hootie, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, and you?
Yeah. I was listening to the little tidbits, the news about Trump accusing, or somebody accused Trump, or Trump accused somebody of messing with the power grid. And I believe I heard something early this morning on NPR that it was Argentina, some of those South American countries. Tens of millions of people were without power.
Yeah, you're conflating two different things. The original one was Russia. There was a report in the New York Times that the U.S. had been setting up and staging attacks on power grids in Russia. And then you've got the Venezuela. You had a ton of people that had no power, and the digital grid was out. So there's a little bit of chaos there.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's been about 4 or 5 years ago that they believe the Russians first tried it on us in Springfield, Illinois, their water system.
Right.
They traced it to them, you know.
That's true.
I guess, you know, we all have that capability. You know, you wonder, how do you survive that? You know, everything is supposed to go out with all this digital technology and the cloud and all this stuff. It's going to be interesting from here on in. I just heard that, and I was in my car, and I always listen to you when I'm out here. I can't do it at the office because of work, but enjoying your show, and I knew you would be up on it. That's why I asked you that.
I appreciate that. Why can't you listen at the office?
Huh?
Why can't you listen at the office?
Well, you know, I'm in retail, and you know, I don't want any fistfights or anything. yours is not as bad as most of them. I might turn you on when I get back.
There you go. Have you
where we can hear you. You know, I stay pretty busy, Dan, believe it or not.
That's good. That's a good sign, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, enjoyed it. And
where's your new location?
Thanks for asking. I'll let you promote it for me. I might have a little money next month. I might call you. You know where the Atlanta Crossing Shopping Center is?
Absolutely.
To me, that's the most convenient shopping center in Montgomery, locale-wise. You know, the developers, we tend to move things around a lot. But I'm right in there. Business is okay. You know, I had to basically start my whole life over again. I think the building downtown, of course, was supposed to be raised back in February. They haven't done it. I noticed there's a sign out front now. There's a public hearing coming up on it. They're going to put a gas station there. And, you know, I had to leave. You know, with the $15 parking ticket to that, I wasn't really doing any business. So I took an opportunity. Just lucky I had opened that store up out there. And I just consolidated everything and put it all on one roof. And I'm kind of on, like, cruise control now.
Oh, that's good. You know, I like people that do both things and are willing to try to change their business model to the positive.
That's what's going to save our country, Dan. We need to promote entrepreneurship. There's a Beauty and Beyond place that's coming in the old Fred's place. I mean, this guy is putting millions in there. You know, as we complain about, you know, different people coming here, we're not promoting the idea of merchants anymore. You know, you have three types of people. You have intellectuals, peasants, and merchants. And the merchant class rules the world. Unfortunately, all of our merchants, Trump is trying to get them to bring the jobs home. And I guess they're stalling on it. But that's what I see out of these tariffs. He's really talking to the retailers and the people that used to manufacture things here. And if we're going to make it work again, we can pick and choose. We don't have to bring the acid rain with it. You know, that stuff is killing Korea and the whole Pacific Rim right now, what China is doing over there, which I guess is a good thing, is, you know, our waterways are not dying anymore. But there's a lot going on, but we could do a lot more to stimulate and keep a lot of this money that we're sending all over the world within our borders. Everybody can get a piece of the American dream. How about that?
There you go. Well, it was great talking to you again. Congratulations on your move, and I'm glad business is doing well for you.
Thanks, Dan.
Take care. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey. Joey's back.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
By popular demand.
You know it. Joey, I'm glad you had some time away, but we missed you, my friend. We're glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back. I appreciate it, Rodney.
I know. I went a couple days off and do things. I'm ready to come home. The wife wants to stay a week. I'm like, no, 3 days at most.
3 days, yeah. I was starting to feel it around day 4 or 5. It was like, oh, man, I want my own bed. I want my own roads in the city. I know all this stuff. I'm tired of being stranded in this faraway place.
It's amazing how we become a creature of our environment.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we do. Guys, I want to talk about Iran. Iran, it's getting kind of, tension's getting tight over there, ain't it, Dan?
It is. Matter of fact, it's getting very tight over there. Let me play a clip for the audience to bring them up to date on David Martin talking about U.S. and Iran.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says possible military options are on the table to counter reported aggression from Iran. The Pentagon plans to release photos it says supports its case that Iran was behind last week's attack on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. David Martin is at the Pentagon. David, what will these photos show us exactly?
U.S. officials say the photos will show remnants of one of those mines they believe was planted on these tankers by the Iranian Navy. The Pentagon plans to use these photos to persuade still skeptical allies to join the Trump administration's campaign of maximum pressure against Iran.
The world needs to unite against this threat from the Islamic Republic of Iran.
On Face the Nation, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued Iran is to blame for the second attack on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman in a month. The crew of one of the stricken tankers allegedly hit by Iranian mines arrived in the United Arab Emirates over the weekend and would become witnesses in the case.
I'm confident that as we continue to develop the fact pattern, countries around the world will not only accept the basic facts, which I think are indisputable, but will come to understand that this is an important mission for the world.
Yeah, it sounds like we're about to get into some kick butt time here.
Yeah, Dan, I'm speaking to some friends of mine, and you're looking at what's going on over there. And back in Reagan days, what they did back then when they was escorting vessels through that strait right there. And I'm afraid to say, but Iran don't know what they're fooling with. Our technology has moved very quickly over the years, and they're not going to be able to close that strait. I've been listening to what's going on, and the things that I know that the military is probably doing at this point, they probably getting ready with minesweeping technology and also demagnetational technology. And once they get in that strait, if anything moves, it's going to be in big, big, big trouble. I think Iran has lost this issue already. They have no good outcome for them with this issue. Like you said, the sanctions that have been put on them is crippling the economy at a spectacular level. It's almost like the U.S. military anticipated Iran to take these moves, and it won't be long before checkmate is set, Dan. I can pretty much guarantee you that. Iran better watch itself very, very careful with this. They better hope none of those rebels shoot and hit any Americans or any American equipment, period. If they do, Iran's going to be in for not a full-fledged war, but I think they're going to be, they'll lose so many assets, they'll be decimated.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what Reagan did to them last time, just wiped out the their little, their, not Navy, but their boats that they were using as attack vessels. I mean, he just, right. I think he sank 200 of them.
Right. It's a shame, but, you know, over, they were talking about Trump with the border, and they said, you know, Trump got more accomplished with terror, the strength of terror against Mexico than the Republican and Democratic parties could have had done in the last 20 years. If there's any message that can be sent to Iran, if, you know, if a message needs to be sent, it needs to be sent to them that they're not playing with the same individuals anymore. They're playing with, you know, the real McCoy here. This is, it's a shame that we had people running our country like that and had people around the world not respecting our country and not leading from strength like they should have been. And this is the mess you get into when you do that. And Trump's cleaning it up well. I hope we don't have no conflict. And everybody, you know, keep our prayers up for our soldiers over there. They're in arm's way. And so, you know, just let's think about them.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Drive safe. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP And we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's continue on with David Martin and the second part of the story from CBS this morning.
U.S. officials say the Iranian Navy tried to prevent the U.S. from gathering evidence after the attacks Thursday. 8 minutes after the first distress call, an American drone was overhead. 25 minutes later, the Iranians tried but failed to shoot it down. When the second tanker was hit by explosions, the American destroyer Bainbridge immediately headed in its direction. But according to this Pentagon document, an Iranian patrol boat attempted to block it. Hours later, another Iranian boat came alongside the stricken tanker and removed what U.S. officials say is an unexploded mine attached to the hull. Although this video has left many countries unconvinced, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff agrees with the intelligence assessment.
We should be trying to corral a response, though, from the international community to protect shipping, to impose sanctions. But because we have so alienated ourselves from our allies, that's not happening.
The U.S. is working on plans to provide better protection for Persian Gulf shipping, plans which could involve sending thousands more troops. For its part, Iran announced overnight it will soon have more uranium stockpiled than was permitted under a nuclear agreement it signed with the Obama administration.
You know, Adam Schiff just cannot go along. Something's always going to be wrong. And there's only one country that kind of said, well, we need further evidence. That was Germany. I mean, France has said in, UK said in, Italy will say into anything.
Well, and I don't think it's wrong of Germany and France to say that, given the history of the last 19 years. Like, yeah, it just gives more evidence. I don't think it's a hard no from those countries.
No, it's not another. They said we need more evidence.
Right.
Pompeo said they were going to give it to him.
Well, I saw a fantastic Onion article where it's John Bolton says, in no way would the U.S. ever take the bombing of a ship in some gulf as a pretext for war. And do it under false pretenses. Yeah, I think the drive for more evidence is fine, and it seems like that evidence is coming. One solution, if you're just looking at protecting shipping, could be somehow could countries, especially in the Gulf, like the Arab countries and other countries that have interests in Europe and whatnot, not just rely on the U.S. Navy to protect these waters, where you could have almost like private security that maybe some of these countries pony up some of the money to get this started. So if, say, the Iranians do something like this, private security responds immediately. It's not a U.S. naval ship that's about to get into a shooting war. I don't know.
Like Blackwater.
Yes.
Yeah, and if they do that, you know, they could use what they use off of Somalia, where they have forces that are on board. And then the military, U.S. military, is saying, here comes a speedboat coming towards you.
Right.
And then they go send the guys over there with the M16 and percussion grenades, and all of a sudden they lob them overboard, and they, those little rascals are having a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never replace or come up with the dominance of the U.S. Navy, but I'm just thinking of these two tankers. How can we not just protect them without it being this huge international incident?
Yeah, just put some men on board and go... do some rock and roll here. A couple of things that I'm noticing that are kind of unusual here. One, Mitch McConnell is starting to talk more, but there's a another guy, Congressman McCall, who's an interesting guy. But let me go to David first before I get back on this Iran story. Hey, David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dano, how are you?
I'm very good.
Yeah, you know, I'm with Joey on this, that, you know, I think that it should be contracted out, you know, let the Gulf countries pony up the money for it, you know, and have some, you know, gunboats or whatever out there on standby, you know, quick response boats that could go out and deal with it. I mean, basically, the Iranians, their quote-unquote Navy is a bunch of 40-foot, basically, glory fishing vessels with outboard motors.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly what that. That's exactly what that looked like.
Yeah, and so, you know, I mean,
you can either go plant a bomb or you can go trolling. One of the two.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you actually had some armored gunboats, you know, out there, you know, have some maybe tethered to a Navy ship, have a couple, you know, stationed in the countries at ports or whatever that could, you know, respond quickly and get out to a site and, you know, and have a little shooting match.
Or get a Predator drone to go drop a Hellfire missile on one of those.
Exactly. Yeah,
that,
I mean,
do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't have to have, you know, necessarily the large-scale drones. You can have the smaller drones with, you know, smaller armament capabilities that could handle something like that. I mean, you know, again, if you had a quick strike base, you know, somewhere along the coast in several countries there, you could put a drone airborne and have it, you know, probably on site within 20, 30 minutes. So, you know, to me, that would make a whole lot more sense than sending our Navy in there, having them trolling around, costing us tens of millions of dollars a day to do so.
Yeah, just remember, they've got to be patrolling no matter what, where they are. So,
right, yeah, to a degree.
They're constantly on the move. Now, it's interesting, when this attack happened, Abraham Lincoln was actually at port when this thing happened. And I'm wondering if somebody said, Abraham Lincoln's at port, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, but have a good one.
Thanks, David. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Officials in Iran say they expect to break a uranium stockpile limit set by an international agreement within the next 10 days.
The U.S. not ruling out military intervention. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he believes allies will back up the U.S.
I'm confident that when they see the risk to their own economies and their own people, and the outrageous behavior of the Islamic Republic of Iran, they'll join us in this.
The European Union is reserving judgment until the International Atomic Energy Agency gives an update on Iran's compliance with the pact.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A suspect who opened fire outside a downtown Dallas federal courthouse today is dead.
Officers from the Federal Protective Service engaged a shooter who was later identified as Brian Isaac Clyde.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DeSarno says investigators don't yet know a motive behind today's shooting. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Summer doesn't officially arrive till Friday, but we are back to a summertime pattern for sure. Sun and cloud mix today. Another very humid day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. There'll be a few hit or miss storms here and there. Not every town will get one. They'll be mostly around in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 72. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms each day. In fact, they're likely, but again, the best chance in the afternoon and evening. Low 90s each day, lows at night and the low 70s, and not much change Friday from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. A congressman, McCall, he's kind of been coming back out. We're seeing a lot more of him. And I like the way the Republicans are doing a much better job of kind of getting out there. Mitch McConnell, who some of you normally don't see do many interviews, I've noticed that he's been kind of back in the scene in the last couple of weeks. And so we'll get to Mitch McConnell a little bit. But let's go to Congressman McCall. He's going to be talking about the Iranian situation. He's on the Foreign Services Committee, I believe.
The country of Iran has now vowed to increase uranium enrichment levels in the next 10 days amid growing tensions with the United States. This is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says all options are on the table following those two attacks on oil tanker.
These were attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran on commercial shipping on the freedom of navigation with a clear intent to deny transit through the strait. We don't want war. We've done what we can to deter this. The Iranians should understand very clearly that we will continue to take actions that deter Iran from engaging this kind of behavior.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCall, what do you make of the news that apparently Iran is going to break the stockpile limits?
I think Iran is getting desperate. I think the snapback of sanctions are having a crippling effect on their economy, 40% being energy. I think the waivers that were not extended by the president now, Europe has a choice, do business with Iran or the United States. Now they're retaliating. They hit these two tankers. They hit four tankers a couple
weeks
ago.
Are we sure they did it?
Absolutely. I think the surveillance that I've seen provides the evidence that they are IRGC boats that put the mines on the ships. They tried to shoot one of these drones out of the sky, and they failed.
Yeah, they did. They shot down a drone in Yemen, that a U.S. drone, but that's kind of expected more in Yemen. It's more of an actual battlefield. This is going to be interesting to see what happens, because there's you know, Adam Schiff and all these other kind of people are talking about going to war. There's a big difference, a lot of territory between going to war and going in and stopping somebody from doing something or pushing them back. So let's continue on with Michael McCaul, Congressman.
Big question is, what do we do about it?
I think this maximum pressure campaign is working. I think 100,000 tons of diplomacy with our naval ships in the Persian Gulf sends a strong sign that you have to stop what you're doing. You have to get to the negotiation table. And we're going to get a better deal than what Obama got under the JCPOA.
So just stand pat because the sanctions are having a devastating effect on Iran, right?
Devastating. I think it eventually would be great if the Iranian people rose up on their own and had a revolutionary force against Rouhani and the Ayatollah.
The country of Iran has got to do something with these Americans that they're holding.
Yeah, they are holding American prisoners in Iran. I can't think of any worse place to be in prison, by the way. Mm. They released one of them after that time, but I filed a bill to put additional sanctions on Iran until they release American hostages and prisoners in Iran. This is almost like 1979 all over again, and it's all coming to a head.
How many are we talking about?
I can't get into it. It's very sensitive in nature, the number, but it's sufficient to warrant action.
And I know the president has done a lot in the past to get hostages freed from around the world. Is he on this page with you?
Absolutely. I mean, we're not going to stand by idly and let somebody like Iran take Americans hostage. I think Jimmy Carter was such a sign of weakness in 1979 when the Ayatollah took over in the first place. I think it's time for the Ayatollah to go.
I like that. The problem is, how are you going to get him out of there?
Right, and I think Iraq-style regime change would be very ill-advised, especially at this point.
Well, us going in and trying to do I've had a discussion with Dr. Sorensen about this. I was trying to do a ground war in Iran, and yeah, that ain't going to work.
Folks, just go look at a topography map of Iran. There's a big reason for it. I mean, a very mountainous country. You can hide all over the place. You can asymmetrical warfare. You don't need many people in order to fight back. It's kind of, think of the Kurds in Iraq, how successful they've been. The Iranians know their country well and could use it well.
Let's go to Mitch McConnell, Cup 4, talking about Iran.
What do you think about what's happening in Iran? Iran is breaching their uranium stockpile limit. The limit that they're allowed to have is 660 pounds of uranium. They're now saying they're going to quadruple the productivity. They're not allowed to do that.
We're squeezing them very hard
with sanctions.
With sanctions that the Treasury Department's done an excellent job of pursuing. And that's why you see them striking out with these attacks on vessels in the Persian Gulf. The sanctions are really hurting. The president made the right decision backing out of the nuclear deal because it wasn't much of a deal. And I think they're doing exactly the right thing in squeezing the Iranians through these sanctions. And it's clearly having an impact, which is why they're striking out. Now, look, the president's not trying to start a war. He made it clear to everybody he's not trying to start a war. But these are measured responses to Iranians acting out in the way that they always act out in the Middle East, with either directly or through surrogate groups killing people. I mean, they manufactured the IEDs that killed and maimed an awful lot of Americans during the Iraq War.
It's good to hear Mitch McConnell out there, because he's the, and we're going to get back to some of his clips. We're going to go to Doug Collins next, but he's very methodical. But when you listen to him, you can kind of see, you can get the way he's thinking. And he's very measured here. Okay, Doug Collins is going to be talking about the Trump interview with George Stephanopoulos and what he said. Listen to Collins' comments.
Very simple. It's very simple. There was no crime. There was no collusion. The big thing's collusion. Now there's no collusion. That means it was a setup. When you look at Strzok and Page, and they're talking about an insurance policy just in case she loses, that was the insurance policy.
So President Trump, in that extended interview with ABC, talking about the origins of the Russia investigation as a setup. Let's bring in our headliner, Georgia Republican Doug Collins. Just react to the interview. What did you hear in that?
I think you saw a feisty president who's very concerned with how this actually went down. We've talked about this a lot. The Mueller report was everything that the Democrats had banked on for almost 2 years. They said, leave it alone, don't touch it. That was all we were hearing, because they believed that the Mueller report was actually going to give them the ammunition to get this president they've hated for so long. And it didn't happen. There was no collusion. In fact, it was very forceful about that part in the part one. And then there was no charge of obstruction. So I think when you go back and you look at it, the American people ought to say, well, how did this happen? How did we get here? And I think he was pointing that out, that little corrupt cabal was struck, Page and others. Go back all the way to the Clinton mid-year investigation, but flowed right into a Russia investigation that was based on some very false premises.
You know, that's another commonality of a theme that I've heard, is that, well, you'd be upset too if you knew that you hadn't done anything, and then you found out that somebody had been spying on you. And he really kind of, Trump, and I played that clip for you last week, you know he knows about the reports. You know he knows what's coming down. So now let's listen to Doug Collins talking about, and the American newsroom lady kind of gets a little confused here, but talking about the firing of Mueller, or the non-firing of him, really.
President also got a lot of heat for firing Robert Mueller from the FBI. And it was interesting, he did talk about that firing, saying he actually was never going to fire Mueller.
You're talking about Comey?
Yeah, I'm talking about Comey, okay. But Trump on firing Mueller as far as talking about wanting to fire him.
Right.
And the talk of all of that. Let's play some of that clip from the ABC interview.
I was never going to fire Mueller. I never suggested firing Mueller.
That's not what he says.
Excuse me, I don't care what he says. It doesn't matter. That was to show everyone what a good counsel he was. Now, he may have gotten it confused with the fact that I've always said, and I said it to you and I said it to anybody that would listen, Robert Mueller was conflicted.
It was interesting because there was a lot of talk about the fact that he wanted to fire him. Will he not? What did you take on the president's
comment? I think it was still a sort of a consistent statement the way he had all along. I mean, he'd always had been at conflict. He didn't like the fact that he felt like his presidency was always under attack, and it was under attack from day one.
Yeah.
And really from November 16th, the day he was elected. And so I think what you see here is a man who was frustrated. He was never acted upon. He talked about it. It was talked about on Capitol Hill all the time. Mm-hmm. That goes back to what I was saying earlier. The Democrats, you know, were always protecting Mueller, but at the end of the day, Mueller didn't have anything for him. I thought it was really interesting. There was a clip on earlier about Speaker Pelosi saying that impeachment would be divisive. Well, let me ask you a question. Is it more divisive to do impeachment, which many of their members want to, or to continually every day smear a president who's doing a good job and every day bring it up in the press and bring it up with their cohorts to say, this president is a bad person, this person has done wrong? That's more divisive to me to this country, and I think she needs to think about that.
Doug Collins of Georgia, he's the ranking member on the judiciary and a pretty sharp guy. He's becoming a good spokesperson. And I'm not sure what's happening. I'm not sure if the media is gravitating towards some particular people or they're really orchestrating this a lot better. But notice the commonality of the themes that are there. Now, Collins is going to be asked, do you think that Obama knew from, again, back to the interview with George Stephanopoulos?
Go back to soundbite number one, guys. Suggesting that President Obama perhaps knew about the alleged spying on his campaign.
I clearly believe there was a group of people working against you. Do you think President Obama was behind it?
I would say that he certainly must have known about it because it went very high up in the chain, but you're going to find that out. I'm not going to make that statement quite yet, but I would say that President Obama had to know about it.
Son, what you have found out so far, do you agree that President Obama know?
I think there's a lot more questions to be asked there about how far did this go up. When you look at things that were happening in the beginning here, when you go back to even the mid-year investigation, this was a Clinton email investigation. When you knew for a fact, and we're finding out now, that the high up in the Department of Justice, Lynch and others, were saying, no, we'll never charge her. This is not going to happen. Comey preparing the exoneration even before he even interviewed Ms. Clinton. And then you take this same little group of cabal, this struck Page, and everybody who goes into the Russia investigation were exactly the same people. This was not low-level investigators. This was a high-level of employees at DOJ and FBI who were part of this, and they didn't farm any of it out. Goes back to what the president talked about the insurance policy, those famous texts that we see going back and forth. I think there was a higher enough up there that it makes the concern, so I think Bill Barr asking for Mr. Durham to look into this
Durham
is very appropriate.
And let me tell you something. This thing I'm starting to... It's not quite to that intensity level, but this weekend was a little bit different. I think we're probably, the IG report, and you're going to hear Collins comment on this. I think we're a couple of weeks away from here. I think there's about to be a series of things that are going to happen. So let's listen to Doug Collins talking about IG Durham and the declassification of documents.
The outside prosecutor, yes. Maybe we get the IG report this week. I don't know. Do you know?
I think it'll probably be a little bit later. I think there's still a few weeks left on the IG report. This is what I believe Democrats are very concerned about, because they know that right now all they have is to paint the president in a bad light. That's all they're going to do is innuendo and without facts behind it. But they do know that the Horowitz report is going to come out, and the FISA abuse part of this, where you're actually taking an American citizen and using a private court or a secret court to do this when you have unverified documents, stuff that were brought before this court, is a problem. And then when you go to Durham and his investigation from day one, even with classified documents now being declassified possibly by the Attorney General having that power, this is going to be an interesting time, because now you see Comey and you see Baker and you see McCabe and you see these folks going out trying to rehabilitate themselves. I've said this before. Jim Comey's not out on the TV circuit right now because he thinks he's right. I think he's trying to rehabilitate himself, because he knows when we look at what actually happened, there's going to be some problems here.
I mean, the Democrats have something to worry about. And when that IG report comes out, there really should and could be.
But you didn't answer the question whether Obama knew.
I'm not sure. At this point, I think I'll agree with the president on this. It's not something that we would go with. But I think the questions know that it was much higher up than just these investigators. Yeah. I think is what we're seeing here, because we see the influence of the Department of Justice, especially the former Attorney General Lynch. And then is her aspect there in how she was actually involved in saying, well, this doesn't look like we can say investigation, call it an incident. Those kind of things.
I can clearly feel all this coming together in the clips I played for you last week. Trump's seen this. You can tell by the way he's answering and the way he's not answering when he says, I've been told not to talk about that. And we'll have to see, make sure that they get the facts out. The answers are very legalistic, very, very law enforcement oriented. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back with the final segment right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Ken did. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there, Dan. Thanks.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I've already welcomed Joey back. I surely am glad to see him back. He doesn't know, but last week I had served out my probationary time and regained my eligibility. And you were gracious enough to put me in the pot. And lo and behold, you can't believe it, Joey. I didn't win.
Oh, no.
So I'm glad to have the head. The other guys did a good job of helping.
They did.
Kept the ball rolling. But I sure am glad to have the head man back.
I appreciate that, Ken. Really do.
Well, and it sounds like you had a great time. Your family did. That's good.
No, life-changing event. Really was. Like I said at the top of the show, still processing all of it. It was a good week.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean. That's Dano, the gentleman that called in about Hong Kong, you recall that the so-called new territories, I guess they've been in dispute for more than 40 to 50 years. But the mainland part, Kowloon and Victoria Island, had been assured, of course, by the Chacoms, which I will call them always. That's what they are. They had given assurance that that some autonomy would remain for Hong Kong. And it sounds like they're trying their best to do away with that now. But my Lord, the aerial views of they claim 2 million plus in the streets. That is really a sight, the protesters.
It really was. And now, I haven't heard 2 million, I've heard 1 million, but if you take 1 million out of the 7 million there, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard last night twice on separate newscasts that estimates went as high as 2 million people.
Wow.
And the streets look like it. My Lord, it looks like the detritus in a flooded major river bigger than the Mississippi. It's really a sight. It would take an awful lot of tanks, which they don't have in place there, at least not yet. But it would take an awful lot to quell that sort of an uprising like they did Tiananmen Square.
Did you ever go to Hong Kong during your service?
Yes, I had R&R and a little bit of sea duty there. I rode the Star Ferry from Kowloon back over to Victoria Island twice.
Wow. Yeah, it's really a remarkable place. I love visiting something that you've seen on TV and movies an awful lot, and then you get to go and experience it.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. To me, it and San Fran, I guess, are tied for the most remarkable, geographically and geologically remarkable cities that I've ever been privileged to see.
That's cool. When were you there?
Dano, that's a long time ago. It was either late 64, early 65.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you were there R&R and taking a break from Vietnam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, had two nights, I believe. Three days, two nights. Flew in a P-3 with a few squadron mates. Quick story, Dan, about the British influence, as you're well aware, and I'm sure most of your listeners are. It had been a British protectorate, if not a province, for many, many decades. We were warned that over on Kowloon, you could barter and trade for prices for anything you wanted to, any of the merchandise, but over in Victoria, these were British shops. Everything was fair traded, and just don't embarrass yourself by trying to barter. one of the other senior officers in my squadron wanted to buy I think pearl necklace. Well, several hundred dollars, and he had bought earrings prior to that, and got them matched up. The nice Chinese lady, or who spoke beautiful, perfect English, of course, much better than ours. And she gave him the price. Let's say it was $600. And he stood there and shook his head and started, gee whiz, you know, look at these earrings. This is a perfect match. And I don't think I can pay more than $400, possibly. She looked him dead in the eye immediately and said, you make it $500. And by that time, I had walked off a good 20 paces like, oh, my Lord, he's going to embarrass all of us, you know. But he struck a deal with her. We found out that the jewelry stores, whether they were owned by the Brits or by the locals, that even the high-end stores, if you pleaded poverty long enough or penury, and they realized you were in the service, you could get them to come down a few bucks.
Yeah, that was the amazing thing, is the deals that were over there were just amazing. South Korea and Hong Kong had amazing deals.
Yeah, I guess I was fortunate enough to miss South Korea, but I was lucky enough to go to Hong Kong, a beautiful place.
It really is. And it's not something that people kind of talk about going to very much. And, well, one, if you're in that part of the world, it's your first part. And I was blown away. I loved it.
Yeah, anything, I'm sure you believe this too, but anything that is located in or surrounded by or juts out into South China Sea or the East China Sea, mm-hmm. I'm not so sure I want to go right now.
little too much tension.
Yes.
Ken,
but it is a beautiful country.
It really is. I appreciate the telephone call, and I want you to have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks, Joey.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, Joey, we've done it again. We've run out of time for the show.
It's been good to be back in the saddle.
Does it feel? Man. Is it like getting back home?
It is, and it feels a little weird, though, in the sense that you're gone for a week, and you're out of your routine, you're out of those normal grooves and systems you build up for yourself. But as I started easing to the show, I feel normal again,
I feel
actually.
Back.
Yeah, I do feel
it
back.
It really is interesting when you go back and you do something you're accustomed to, how it kind of normalizes you.
Yeah.
And then doing things that you're not accustomed to can be kind of tiring and draining to you.
Well, and also when I was seeing the things about the tankers and the demonstrations in Hong Kong, I'm like, I don't have anybody to talk to about it. One of my brother's good friends, a groomsman, actually, I did talk to him. But I missed being able to talk about these topics.
There you go. Because not a lot of people do.
You
know,
right.
One thing they'll do is they'll seek you out. Well, Joey, you're going to be sitting in for Greg for... maybe the entire show, but
maybe
not
the entire show, but definitely here to begin happy hour.
And then you're going to be doing your show. And what's the subject matter going to be?
It is pretty much going to be in detail all the experiences of the trip. I mean, a little bit of the itinerary, but I keep telling folks I'm processing it physically, of course, from all the fun and revelry we had. But emotionally, and folks, what do you mean emotionally? I'll be addressing that tonight. A lot of interesting stuff happened.
Well, I appreciate you being back. Love you, brother, and it's great to have you back home. Guys, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Joey Clark's going to be sitting in for Greg Budell, the great. Adios.